Now what do I say? So Steve, we have something a little different this month. This question doesn't come from a client. It comes from an agent. And the question is, I don't want to rock the boat and upset my client. You know, they've been paying me home and auto premiums for years, and I don't want to bother them by asking them about life insurance. So Steve, what are your thoughts on that?
You know, Bill, when I saw that question from the agent, it kind of reminded me of some of the agents I'm training who have said the exact same thing. So here's what I want to tell to all the agents and the team members out there. First thing is this, guys. A quoter does not have the right to ask any personal questions of their client, life insurance or any other type of insurance. But a risk advisor, which I hope that is what you guys are, not only has a right, you have an obligation. I mean, can you imagine going to the doctor and your doctor, who you are entrusting to take care of you, does not ask you any personal questions, does not ask you any necessary questions because he doesn't want to, what'd you say, Bill? Rock the boat. You see, trying to make a diagnosis is the reason that a doctor asks the questions. And as a risk advisor, guys, you've got to make the diagnosis. And once you make the diagnosis, once you find out what's wrong, then and only then can you prescribe the proper medication, the proper coverage. If you don't do it that way, then that can be considered malpractice. So, how can you prescribe the proper medication, the proper coverage, if you have no idea what's wrong with your customer? Here's one of my favorite scripts when I would talk to a customer so I didn't rock the boat, as he said. I would simply say to the customer, you know what, Bill? Listen, it's my job to make you aware of all the holes, all the gaps you may have in your coverages. Bill, that's my job. Now, Bill, it's your job to fill those holes and gaps. Now, I'm going to do my job, but whether or not you decide to do your job, Bill, is totally up to you. Does that sound fair? See, guys, when you take the onus off yourself, when you do what you're supposed to do and you put it on the customer, it leaves it up to the customer to decide whether or not they want to fill those holes and gaps. But you must be that risk advisor.
Oh, Steve, that sounds so good. Thanks so much for that reminder.